feels the body's burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with Dan Dugan.
The other guy on the other side. Happy to be here at this Pinko radio station.
So the key question, Dan, may be what side will Justice Kennedy come down on in the Ohio deregistration case.
Aha.
Yesterday, Wednesday, the Supreme Court heard arguments regarding a law in Ohio which essentially allows the Secretary of State to deregister voters if they haven't voted in the last two federal elections over a two-year period. Well, two-year period, but the federal elections only. So you could have actually voted in the state election in the odd number year, and it
wouldn't
doesn't
help
count.
You. Right. So it's either the presidential or the midterms.
Yeah.
Right.
So in 2014, and it's in this case not even that you didn't vote that year. Say you voted in the primary in 2014.
Right.
But you didn't vote in the general election.
Right.
And then you didn't vote in the primary. Have you not missed two federal election cycles?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, that's a new interpretation of Ohio law.
Really?
By our Secretary of State, John Houston.
Oh, what a guy.
He will send mailers to your house to say, do you live there? Now, you get something from the Secretary of State. It looks like junk mail. You throw it out.
Most of the time.
Yes. So in that case, a lot of people tend to throw it out, but by not responding, right?
Yeah,
they
precisely.
Remove you from the voting rolls. Now, here's the key question, Mr. Dugan.
Yes.
In a computer era.
Dr. Patrick.
In a computer era, right? Computers.
Yeah.
In a state that requires voter ID.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you simply put a star by their name? Not remove them, and when they come up, say, well, you didn't respond, can we see some ID, which you're required to anyway?
Right.
I mean, why
that makes
is
too
the
much
penalty
sense.
To remove them, to deregister them to vote?
Exactly.
I mean, is voting a constitutional right or not? I mean, when you don't protest, they don't throw you. You haven't protested. You haven't protested in 2 years. You are decertified and will be arrested if you attempt to protest and exercise your constitutional right of free speech.
Right. Exactly.
So it really makes no sense with computers why the penalty is to completely remove these people.
Well,
in 2016,
it makes sense because it makes sense to the Republicans to continue to suppress
voters. Yeah, voting while black.
Yes.
Voting while
poor.
Hispanic, voting while poor.
Mm-hmm.
And other such things. So it's the clear
targeting
in a class-based, ethnic and racial way, a clear targeting of people most likely to vote Democratic and progressive.
Precisely. I'm with you.
Okay.
I understand it now. Now, how does our side get it across to their side?
Well, the other side's going to say, well, we have to do this because of illegal immigrants voting, right? I mean, the data indicates the last people that are going to show up to vote are people that aren't here legally.
Right? But considering that Trump's investigation... The panel that had two chairmen, it turns out, including Pence. Anyway, from them, that fraud investigation was dropped. So doesn't that sort of say they couldn't find it? Or
well, the new solution from Herr Trump is essentially, to turn it over to Homeland Security. See, you want your most democratic agencies.
Yeah.
Boom. You want your transparent democratic agencies.
Why am I laughing? Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, so that's the solution proposed.
Yes. No, literally he's proposing to turn it over to Homeland Security to investigate.
And then enforce.
Yeah,
be at the voting polls.
Yeah, this worked really well in 2004.
You don't have your ID, you're going to jail.
In Warren County,
yeah,
they declared a level 10 Homeland Security alert. Level 10 only occurs when there's a sighting and verified of Osama bin Laden at the time. You know,
what year was that? Was that the 04?
2004.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So the local election officials, under the guise of terrorism and Homeland Security, took all the ballots and stored them at a secret warehouse.
And shut down the poll, didn't they? Or?
Well, they didn't shut down the
poll. Like the last 2 hours?
But they wouldn't let any of the observers in from the parties and the media.
Okay.
They protected those ballots.
Yes.
Which is a good thing they did, because they came in surprisingly high, often with only one vote on the punch card for George Bush. So it's a good thing you had a Republican operative under the guise of Homeland Security. To his credit, the Republican sheriff was openly laughing. Said there was no security alert. But you've got to worry.
So this is some precedence with Homeland Security.
I mean, if you want a disaster, I mean, Department of Homeland Security is not transparent. They don't really have to tell you.
Don't have to be, right.
When they're doing their sneaking peeks to see if you're a voter or a terror threat.
Right.
So this could get really, really ugly.
It already is.
And a lot of these private companies.
Uglier.
Triad, which has owned by a family, thought to be conservative and with the right life movement. Diebold in 2004. Accidentally
Diebold.
Purged 10,000 voters right before the election.
What are they known as now, by the way?
Defunct in that area.
Yeah.
Premier was the name that they were given, and they were bought up by ES&S. But the remnants of them are now known as Dominion.
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 Nice. Yes, like Holmes.
And they're in Canada, and it's hard to
Dominion
look at
Holmes.
What they're up to.
Okay. Man. So how do you think it's – what's your prediction on this? Houston gets his way? Or?
I think – it's going to be a they'll perceive it as a victory for states' rights. You're going to leave it up to 50 different states to have their own procedures. But there's a handful of states, including Oregon, who took a different approach. That it's the duty of the government to register its voters. Here's their argument. They claim the government has all sorts of data, including, you know, when you're born, and
Correct.
That can easily –
Very
registered,
easy. Very easy.
Eligible citizens to vote. And here's another thing they did. Crazy. When you die, they connect the county recorder's office to the voting rolls, and they delete you, so there's no chance of fraud.
Exactly.
But the problem there is then your voter rolls are really good and accurate.
Of course, but that doesn't fit their model.
And all the
model.
People that are eligible to vote get registered by the state. It's the state's responsibility to ensure your constitutional right to vote.
One would think, I like that argument, but, you know.
It's, well, yeah. That's
where does that
Mr.
leave me out
Dugan
in left field?
Might get one of those letters from the Secretary of State.
God knows. I've got to stop
moving.
Would you
immediately, exactly. I mean, the people that get
stay
them
where you are.
Are often the most
Keep
mobile
voting.
People.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, you're in that same county, you're eligible to vote. If you don't leave Franklin County, you know, you can go down the Board of Election and vote at your newest address.
Sure you could, yeah.
But not if they deregister you.
Ah, right.
Yeah, why can't, when you go there and, you know, they ask you for your ID, they then link you up. If you're not going to vote there, they arrange to have you vote either on paper. You know, here's a ballot, go over there. Here's the, you show them where you now live. You fill it out. And you voted in the correct area.
Well, computers are running across states for things like law enforcement, right? And credit ratings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
and go on and on and on. But doesn't work for voting, I guess.
Well, it does, because Mr. I know Kobach, does, Chris Kobach, with a K.
That's the other chairman of that, yeah,
has,
right, of that committee.
You know, crossing state lines, right?
Okay.
To make sure, because he claims a lot of these
the Kansas man.
Minorities.
He was a Kansas man, yes.
A lot of these minorities have
is.
Are double voting. Do you know how? There's like 250,000 Michael Jacksons.
Mm.
You try to say, look, there was only so many major plantations.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people.
Named Jackson.
Jackson,
who might
yes.
be African American.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perhaps
sure.
Jesse Jackson.
It could be, but so if he had Michael as his first name, he might not
finding,
be voting.
Kobach also found that a lot of these Lees, these Asian Americans that tend to vote disproportionately them, a lot of these Lees may be, you know, Lee's the most common last name on Earth.
Yes, of course. Right, there it is. Uh-huh.
But a lot of those Lees may, and man, there's a whole lot of these Rodriguezes that are double voting.
Gonzalez. And
you know them. See, you know
on and
the
on.
List.
Well, the same works for, like, you know, we can go with Smith,
a lot of
Smith
these,
or Jones or Brown.
And a lot of these Kims.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are white people. They don't double vote.
Yeah, of course not. They wouldn't make that mistake.
No.
Although, in reality, the few people that were caught were older, usually older white folks who just
I don't care.
Made a mistake
Kobach
and forgot
and
they
Trump,
voted already.
Kobach and Trump have counterfacts to that.
Oh, they do. Okay.
5 million
even though,
illegal aliens.
Even though their investigation was dropped. So, I don't know where that
leaves what's
us.
Your point there? That there were no facts to support their allegations?
I'm just a pointless fellow in this, wandering about this wilderness of elections
so
and
you're the
and
type
battles.
Of guy that thinks if you have facts, you'd actually go forward.
Oh, boy, now you're giving me a headache. Facts. Yes, indeed. And we can have alternative facts now, can't we?
Yeah, that's right.
But I did say something about battle, and so we're gonna shift gears here, right? And I'm going to ask you, did Donald Trump win the battle with his good buddy Steve Bannon?
Yes, because Steve Bannon is a punk.
Well, you mean Slippery Steve, right?
Sloppy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sloppy, yes.
Steve, right. So the
I
the
sit
whole
corrected.
Thing,
he ain't seeing Slippery Sloppy,
he's
although
sloppy.
He's both, but yeah. Right, but, that's what.
And the, here's the sad part. I looked
Donald
at him
color.
And I said, he looks a little like me and he dresses like me.
Ah, wow, interesting.
So it's like...
But so Trump won as a result of Bannon being fired?
Well, not that he was
Breitbart.
Fired. Breitbart, yeah, the firing at Breitbart indicates that. But also he won even before that when Bannon, gutless, wouldn't stand by what everyone on Earth practically knows, that we have an unstable, possibly deranged, you know, and it could be the Propecia.
There
but
you
we've
go.
Got a president that's a maniac.
Bald SOB.
That, we got the only president on Earth that makes Kim Jong-un look like a diplomat.
But he's got a bigger button, so. therefore,
I thought you were going to say a bigger butt there.
No, well, button. We covered that one last week. But so, again, I was just curious as to who won this, you know, fake professional. And that's the thing. I was
well,
curious about
like
whether the whole
Bannon
thing was fake.
Bannon trying to save his job. Which you know, Breitbart in part, you know, conservative money.
Mm-hmm. But see, that would free him up to go back into the administration. So if it was a setup,
but now he was already fired from the administration.
Yeah, but he
they
could be hired. It
back.
Could be like Steinbrenner and Billy Martin. You know, it could go on and on and on.
I like
fun,
that
fun for all of us to sit back and watch.
But
you know,
if,
we love
if,
it.
If Billy Martin's involved, there may be a. A battle in behind the Lindell AC Sports Bar in Detroit.
Good chance one of them will be drunk.
This is WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Yeah, buddy. Here we are now.
And the call numbers are?
94.1.
You heard it, 94.1. And you're listening to The Other Side of the News with Bob Fitragus and the other guy.
The other guy, Dan Dugan. Happy to be here. On this green Pinko station. I'm throwing my colors out now, right? So, hey, can we discuss the Korea Peninsula that looks good, that South Korea actually sought negotiations of some sort, which resulted so far in North Korea coming into the Olympics, which, hey, you know, I get pretty bored with these human interest stories, but now we have these North Korean Olympiads, some of whom are even skating to Beatles and Jeff Beck. Pretty decadent, I'd say, but...
North Koreans are skating?
Obla-di-obla-da. That's what I heard, yes.
Well, Kim Jong-un is a...
Or maybe it was just Beck, but I thought they said Jeff
Beck. Kim Jong-un is actually a big fan of Western culture.
Oh, sure.
So I, you know, thus Dennis, the Pompadour. Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
The Elvis fixation.
Do you remember basketball, when he was doing the Los Lobos thing?
No, I don't.
He actually had a picture where, you know, with sunglasses
I love him too.
Where he was looking like, you know, the lead singer of Los Lobos.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, indeed. And I can't, Gonzalez.
Well,
no, that's not his name.
I think Kim Jong-un thinks he looks a little like Roy Orbison. You got to get the right, you know, with the right
sure.
glasses.
In the right light. I thought he was going for Elvis, but all right.
And if
so.
He only had
or was that his dad?
Roy's pipes. Because Roy may have had better pipes than Elvis, one of the few people, the young Elvis.
Roy Orbison was a great singer. So was Elvis. And what about those hips? Indeed. So, but this all brings up, though, that while our leader continues to make threats, the Koreans themselves are actually...
pursuing diplomacy.
Yes.
How
dare
they?
How dare they?
So... oddly enough,
a little bit of good news, I think.
One of the strong-armed dictators, Kim Jong-un, comes across as seeking diplomacy while Donald Trump is talking about his big button.
Exactly. Yeah, I even heard it pointed out that Mr. Reagan was someone who believed in the Olympics as one of the heroes of the right.
Right.
They can't argue too much, but of course they can find some reason.
And some of these singers, skaters, are skating to Trump had a big old butt.
I don't remember that
Trump
one.
Trump had a butt. A big old butt.
Mm-hmm. And a bald button on top. So
and also the rumors are that Mr. Reagan has been drinking too much funky Cool Medina.
Really? Is that what it was? Well, I don't remember. Funky what?
Come on.
No.
I don't believe Dan Dugan didn't drink some funky Cool Medina.
Well, frankly, I never really liked cough medicine much. Once they took the codeine out of it, what was the point?
Exactly.
It just gave you a really bad hangover.
Went from a six-bottle Rutussin.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Rutussin?
No purple nurples for me. So then, in the meantime, we also have a lot of action going on the border issues south of the border. El Salvadorian immigrants were at least temporarily held up, told they were leaving.
As refugees,
right.
Under
political.
Natural
disasters. Yeah, that was the disaster,
in the country.
Right.
Earthquake.
Exactly.
And they come here. So what do? We kind of say, okay, you're a good ally. But you got to go.
Yeah, after, 14, 15 years or something?
Yes,
where
a long
you
period of
might
time.
Already have a family.
Right.
And a bunch of little dreamers.
Yeah, I saw a letter to the editor. It's like, my El Salvadorian husband came here, worked at low labor for 19 years. 19 years, and then you just told him to pack up and leave without a warning.
But there was a court injunction concerning... that, or was it concerning DACA?
DACA.
Okay.
But
is the El Salvadorian process held up for a minute or not?
Not yet. But
okay.
The courts could rule there as well.
Right.
The thing about El Salvador that we should think about is that refugee status is recognized worldwide.
Absolutely.
It's under the United Nations, and it's really quite common for nations to host people that have suffered due to a earthquake,
particularly
tsunami,
here in the land of the free and home of the
flooding,
brave.
Flooding and rains. I forget which Hollywood movie it was, but they had a great one. It was the one about the global warming where we were all fleeing down to Mexico and the Mexican government was holding us up from coming in.
Right, there you go.
You know, we had to act.
Build their own wall.
Yeah, exactly. Quick.
Right.
They're coming.
Correct. So the El Salvadoran issue is somewhat tied to DACA, and the DACA ruling again was to that's what I was trying to do. It's just held up again.
Yeah, holding up his, the order.
It was called capricious, the Trump administration's, right?
Yeah, capricious.
Petty and capricious, I think. And boy, if that doesn't describe our leader.
Yeah,
I don't know what does.
Didn't he run on that?
Yes. I'm more petty than they are.
I'll be more petty and more capricious.
Absolutely.
Arbitrary.
I'll be the most.
Absolutely.
The most capricious leader ever.
I'm a stable genius, though. Did we miss that one?
No. We covered that, and we're still with it. We're still holding on to this genius tag from a man who doesn't read, as the man said, anything, and he seems to have the inability to listen.
I really wish Bannon would have stuck by his assessment. It seemed quite correct. I mean, just from the actions of the president. And right, I'm not so concerned about his big giant button, but whatever key he hits, his button on the keyboard to send out the strange tweets.
There are a few things he does obsess about, and one, of course, is the wall. All right? And so in the midst of the budget battle, he still wants to hold out for a certain amount of, billions to be used to build the wall. And it seemed to me he was showing signs of lightening up on the DACA issue and willing to discuss, but it seemed to me that was just so he could get his way on the wall or
Righty,
a bargaining chip or something.
Yeah, the obsession with building the wall.
Right.
And
he's got to have it. So, I mean, I personally could see this as being what actually holds up the budget this time around, right?
Where's the money for the wall?
Yeah, and if he doesn't see it, then he doesn't sign off on the new budget. That's kind of what I'm saying. But
yeah, no, it seems like you're going to hold it. And okay, the Dreamers, which, I mean, quite frankly, there's a lot of people in the Republican Party that don't want to punish people who are brought over here at the age of 2, 3, 4, really are totally immersed in American culture. Don't have the culture
and probably
of the country.
Put their hand
they
over
were
their heart and
in.
Stand when the Star Spangled Banner
yeah,
is played.
Yeah,
at sporting
proud to,
events.
Glad to be, consider themselves culturally American citizens,
mm-hmm.
believe in the value structure. I mean, that's who you're throwing out.
Yeah, so it, or, yeah.
And the,
even,
and the Dreamers himself, all the bill is these people.
Even Republicans.
The courts
case.
Have said you could go to
you
school
the
K
sense
through
of it.
12.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go to college, right, if you weren't a citizen. You had to let people know. So all it really did was gave them the ability to go to college at domestic rates to some extent over, of course, foreign student rates, which are through the roof.
I guess, yeah. Well, there were a lot of foreign folks coming
and
here to go to college,
they
but those numbers
accept
are going
it,
down.
Right. They couldn't even accept them in college because they couldn't prove their status.
Well, yeah, there's been many an immigrant who had held a doctor's position,
and many of those have
and they end up
sent back
doing stock at the Lowe's or
but
something.
On one level, it works that because then you have only made in American Caucasian immigrants who drove away the Indians. You don't want, some of these people they're driving out are like world-class scholars from China. You know,
exactly.
Shouldn't China get the credit for the cancer cure or India?
Right.
Or, rather than them taking credit at the American university where the research is being done?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really odd that you would risk top-level scholars.
But there is a decline at this point since Trump took office.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're seeing any of that in your professorial endeavors?
If I did, I wouldn't mention it.
Keep it
Homeland Security and ICE
low.
Would be down there.
Yeah.
Where are they? Who is an undocumented professor?
Right. With the little light in the closet. Where
And with Trump, they're always getting it
July
wrong.
4th,
so they'd be rounding up some of my Puerto Rican compatriots at the university, my colleagues. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, we found a couple from Puerto Rico.
Speaking of Puerto Rico, that's another thing that I heard was in this budget, but there's still tons of money that is to be allocated to the states that had suffered through the worst year of natural disasters, storms, etc. And the money's not being allocated. Puerto Rico obviously being part of that, but it's also the mainland states like Florida and Texas that are having trouble getting the money that they were promised. I don't know where that leads to either in this budget battle. But,
well, one of the interesting factoids that came out is in 1980, there was one natural disaster that cost the country more than $1 billion. Last year, there were 18.
Mm-hmm.
I read this
and I forgot to mention the fires, too. But.
So over $1 billion, which included the fires.
Right.
But and now, right this year, the fires.
And now the fires have led to mudslides, which is horrid stuff going on. Yeah. Thank goodness there's no global warming, right, Bob?
Or, yeah, climate change, climate chaos.
Call it what you want. Something funky out there,
there can't
folks.
Be any climate change because one of the signs would be incredibly volatile natural disasters with there'd be mudslides, there'd be, brush fires everywhere, wildfires, there would be flooding. Since none of that's happening, we're safe.
That's always baffled me, why your right-wing Christians don't think that their righteous God is punishing us for what we did
for
to
electing
the Mother
Donald
Earth.
Trump.
Well, whatever. You can instead it's
sorry,
it's
sorry,
well,
I,
you know,
I was becoming right.
What was it? Robertson
like
said the New Orleans, you know, Katrina happened because there are all these gays in New Orleans or something absurd like that.
And Jerry Falwell.
So how do you explain when things happen to righteous Christians in Texas? You know, it's absurd. But I still wonder this. Why don't Christians sign off on that? You know, that we done bad and God's going to whip us. So
God is
through his or her ability to control the weather. So, yeah.
So you're right. It's wrong for me to suggest that the election of Trump, God's punishing him for that. I just think that proves God has a sense of humor. What if we took the leading moron in the country?
I keep laughing and going, what am I laughing at? But it's so ridiculous.
Totally unqualified. The most unqualified egomaniac in the United States that made him president.
Yeah.
Proof that God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and the rest of the world gets to look at us and shake their heads.
And go, Kim Jong.
But that's what's happening, is that other countries like Russia and, as he calls it, China, with a bit of a twist, you know, he's got to really hit that China thing. But nonetheless, these countries are gaining more influence globally.
Worldwide. And well, here's their problem. They're showing off. They go into countries. They don't insult
the
people there. They don't insult people, right? They don't call up, you know, Taiwan and go, hi, Taiwan. And they have to be told that, of course, Taiwan we don't recognize as a country.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they're
building infrastructure.
Tell that Australian clown to get it together.
All that's for another show because we've got to wrap up here.
We're hopping on down the road.
This is like Hopalong Cassidy.
Yeah, and what was his sidekick?
I don't know. Let me know.
Hopalong Cassidy's sidekick.
We'll have to
Google that one.
El Trumpo.
It wasn't Pat Buttram, was it?
It was a man with a big old Buttram.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We got to go.
WGRN, other side.
Signing off.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.